And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Schools and hospitals in Minnesota are preparing to hand four-year-olds a doll with removable genitals. The toys came out of the University of Minnesota, a taxpayer-funded school marketed for children as old as 10. The New York Post called them a transgender Mr. Potato Head, swappable body parts, swappable clothes, over 100 pieces. The professors behind it say the goal is teaching kids that what's real isn't your body, it's how you feel. And the past president of the American College of Pediatricians called it a grooming tool. Kids that age kind of still believe in the tooth fairy, don't they? They can't sort fantasy from reality, which is exactly why they're the target here. Minnesota's governor sends that medical school $15 million a year, but I don't think anyone is surprised by it. In Seattle, police have identified a 15-year-old and a 19-year-old as the gunmen who opened fire in a crowd of families at a food festival recently that draws 350,000 people annually. The 19-year-old was killed along with two bystanders, a woman in her 50s and a man in his 40s. Four more were wounded, including a 2-year-old boy standing next to his mother. He's expected to recover. Police are still looking for a third suspect. The response afterward drew its own criticism. City officials waited nearly 5 hours to say anything publicly with the gunman still on the loose. And when the mayor finally spoke, she opened with a speech about gun violence until a reporter cut in and asked her to just say what happened. Across the country, New York's mayor found his own way to rattle the people he governs. His finance department published a searchable database, names and home addresses of every owner hit by the city's new second home tax on properties over $1 million that aren't a primary residence. He had teased that tax a week earlier by filming himself outside a billionaire's penthouse and telling wealthy New Yorkers, quote, "You've got mail." The list went up days after an extremist allegedly firebombed a federal immigration building in Manhattan. And that's a strange week to hand the internet a list of addresses. New federal numbers out recently show marijuana has passed alcohol and cigarettes as America's most common daily habit. 21.4 million people now use it daily or close to it, compared with 19.9 million daily smokers and 17.2 million daily drinkers. That's a first, and it lands as the administration moves to reclassify marijuana into a lighter category. Maybe you want to argue that the old penalties were too harsh? Well, it's harder to argue that 21 million Americans that need this stuff every day represents a country that's doing well. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus, or you can sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.